We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis joining me here, and we have an open segment here, so I thought this was a perfect time to bring somebody in here from the station. Nick McNamara is back with us here. And
who?
Nick,
long time no see, huh?
Who?
Nick McNamara.
Hey there, stranger.
I know, it's been a little bit. It's been a little bit.
Gosh, I haven't seen you for...
probably a year?
Since probably pre-COVID.
No, maybe in the midst of it. I left in the first summer when it was all beginning. I recall doing quite a bit of coverage on those early press conferences when they were doing those more daily. And I remember when they went down to like partially every couple days a week and things like that. But I left when they were still doing those as well. But it's been quite a while.
So why are you here today?
Well, y'all hired me for better or worse. You decided you were interested in having me back.
Who's this we you speak of?
Well, maybe not you, Dave. Maybe you weren't part of the decision making on that one. But Brandon here seems to really want me back.
It was good timing too. I mean, you couldn't have timed this any better.
I think Dave is actually happy to have me back. I can see it in his eyes.
I am. I'm thrilled because you're a good young man, and I'm. You know, I'm excited that you're back in the back at Casement Road.
That's for sure. I thought I wouldn't be a student when I returned this time. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd be a little finished more finished with my coursework, but it's just one class, so I figure I'm basically at the finish line.
So now, what are you working on in terms of education right now?
Education-wise, I'm working on an international communication class. I'm not teaching. It's just something I'm personally taking. It's more focused specifically on sort of analyzing news systems between the U.S. and India, which there's a lot of similarities, actually. When they created their constitution, there was a lot of legal sort of inspiration taken from the U.S. Constitution. But they also have a long history and a long philosophical root in that culture that, you know, doesn't fully need the U.S. to influence. They have plenty of philosophy to draw from as well themselves. Mm-hmm. On top of that, I'm doing a little bit of research, which it's going. It's progressing. It's a bad time for surveys. There's a lot of surveys in the community, I've noticed. And it seems people, my perception, are a little bit burnt out on surveys. And maybe that's affecting response rate a little. People are kind of tired of giving their opinion on stuff all the time. So surveys are going a little slow, but it's out there.
Good to know.
Yeah,
So you're taking one course now?
Taking one course. I'm free from teaching, which has freed me up the time to return to K-Man.
Yeah. All right. Lucky us.
I know, right?
So Brandon, you know, and you told me, I said, hey, I'm thinking about reaching out to Dick, and I'm like going, what are you waiting for? Because, you know, we've had some transition here, you know, most notably in sports, and, you know, that means different responsibilities forthcoming for Troy Coverdale, and, so there's that opportunity that opened up, and it's just like, well, that's natural to bring in good old Nick. Not old Saint Nick, but good old Nick.
You know, it's better than the Nickelodeon jokes I used to get. So,
really?
Yeah, I used to get those a lot.
I never would have gone there.
Yes, I'll take the Saint Nick. I don't quite have the beard I used to have the Santa like aesthetic as obvious when you look at me, but I'll take it. Why not?
Okay.
You have trimmed it up a little bit. I just realized that.
Yeah,
he did.
It was a goatee, and that stopped being a thing very quickly. I've, you know, having a beard, I've not exactly gotten into the habit of regular shaving again. Hmm. So the goatee is a work in progress. We'll see if that sticks around long term.
Hmm. All right. Well, yeah, it's good to have Nick here. We haven't discussed this, but I've gotten a lot of compliments about your work here in the past from different people in the community. Like I'll be covering events, and they'll be like, "Oh, where's that that one guy? I think his name is Nick or something." Or sometimes they don't know your name; they'll just say, "You know, the guy with the beard." You know, I had it happen to me in Pottawatomie County. I've had it happen at across town, and a lot of people really appreciated the work you did here, and this, specifically the reporting. I think the city coverage stellar. I don't know if we've had a better city reporter, honestly.
Maybe before you were around, I don't know. Yeah. We can't really speak to that. Dave can speak to that. There's probably a long history of city reporters. But Yeah, I can understand a little bit of the questioning, because I didn't really make a big deal of leaving. I was intentionally being a little quiet about it, not out of any particular reason, but mainly because at the time there were other people leaving the station, and they were going much further than me. They were leaving the city. They were going on to new careers. And I was mainly just stepping away to go to school. I'm still in Manhattan, and probably was very little chance of me leaving Manhattan for a little bit, at least while I was going to school especially. So I kind of wanted to step away a little quietly, partly with the thought in mind that this return is very possible, depending on how coursework went and what job opportunities opened up. But I was had it in the back of my mind that there was a very strong chance I'd end up back here at some time. So rather than have a big long goodbye or be really forthright about it, I figured I'd just step away, and then when the time came, I'd step back in like nothing changed.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you back here. Certainly, I'm certainly excited, and I know Dave. He hides it really well. He's happy to have you here. He really is.
Yeah, whatever.
He's working now, I think, is the issue. He's doing some work or reading something. But earlier, before he went on air, before 9 o'clock, he seemed very enthused at my presence. Everyone did, which was very nice to walk in the door and everyone be happy to see
people
you.
People like Nick McNamara.
Yeah.
You know, even within the building, you know, and that's not something I can say about me. So, you know, that's always welcome.
I don't know what it is. I don't know how I cultivate admiration, but it works. You know, I can't say it's a problem for me. It's definitely not a problem.
No.
I'm very happy to have people like me.
I think the one thing is that you're very genuine. You come across as very genuine on the air. You're extremely intelligent. Which, you know, that's a nice upgrade that we get that we don't hear around here very often. So, you know, those are good factors, and you're very personable.
Don't talk up my intelligence as I'm struggling with research at home. I was up quite late last night doing some research, feeling very not intelligent in the process. So hearing you say that, you know, it's countering my experience in the last few days, but I appreciate it.
Deal with it. You're a grown man.
I am.
So tell us about some of your experiences here over the last year with your work at K-State.
It's been a trip. It really has been. Notably, I was working teaching in the television side of the journalism program at K-State, which, as anyone who's talked to me knows, it's not exactly the area of work I'm in. I've been a radio guy most of my school and now professional career. I work in radio, I work in print, but television and video was never really my forte. It was really never my area of study, and I had to adjust very quickly to figure out how to make that work and figure out some of the, there's a lot of similarities, but I had to figure out the differences as well. So in the process of that, I worked with Dr. Tom Halak, who I'm sure at least I think both of you have had a chance to meet, and if not, you've definitely met Andrew Smith. Mm-hmm. And I was working with the two of them quite closely, basically for the entire 2 years, assisting in Channel 8 News, MHK All Day programs, winning some KAB awards. The students, not me. I didn't really do anything besides sort of direct them in certain ways. But we did a lot of different things, the hardest of which was shift the live television show to a remote format using Zoom to try to broadcast everything with people in far-flung areas of the state and outside of it as well. I think we had at least one person in Texas during the pandemic who was still finding a way to report on issues sort of local to Manhattan, because our focus is Manhattan as a station in Manhattan at Kansas State. But from Texas, he's able to get stories, he's able to get video as best as he can, he's able to get audio and send it in. All in a week, all in time for the show.
Wow.
And everyone was doing that. All of these students, mainly by this point, they're juniors, seniors type, some sophomores. But this is hard work to do very remotely without access to the equipment, the tools, the software that we were very familiar with. So we had to build this whole thing from the ground up. And one of these days, I'm not sure if you've had Tom to talk about it before, but he was a big help in making it all work. And how he was able to get it all rolling is just, it's an interesting story, and it's a little, looking back, it's kind of hard to imagine that we pulled it off.
Yeah. That is not an easy task, and you probably have gotten to see some growth here among some of those students coming through there and being reporters.
It's You know, I have mixed feelings about being a teacher. It's a very hard job, which is mainly what makes me feel mixed about it. It's not that I don't like it. It's just, it's hard for me to be a teacher. It's just a very difficult role that I'm much better as a reporter, I feel personally. But the best part of it has been exactly what you just said. I have students who are in Missouri as producers of morning television shows right now. I have a student who had a baby just recently, actually, and she is a morning a weekday anchor in Texas, and she has just come back from her maternity leave. I have another student who actually followed her to that station and also got a job. I think now they're weekend anchoring, so they're sort of working their way into the roster there. And there's just story after story after story of that, of students who have gone through that program, specifically over that pandemic time, and immediately jumped into some type of anchoring, production, or reporting job. And it really is a testament to the program, because by the time they get to me, I don't feel like I have to train them in any way. I'm not building their foundations. It's just kind of helping with focus, helping with framing, helping with how you conceptualize a story, approach it, and then accomplish the goal. So that's been really great to see. It's been really, really amazing, actually. And that's probably the best memory I'll have of my time at K-State. Not that there's a ton of like awful memories or anything like that, but that one stands out for sure.
Well, certainly glad to hear that everything's working out, and you're almost done. You said you're near the finish line. When do you wrap up?
Well, I was kind of hoping it would be a winter graduation, but as I mentioned regarding my surveys and research, it's not really exactly exploding in sort of participation yet, which mm-hmm. I'm working on. It'll pick up. So that'll probably continue through next year, and then I'll probably be done in May.
Okay.
But I won't be taking any classes next semester. It's just doing research, trying to get responses, trying to understand the information ecosystem in Manhattan a little bit better.
All right, very good. Well, good timing here. As I mentioned, we got some transition happening here. Troy's been a great addition to our team here in the news, and he's going to be shifting responsibilities a little bit here. We're not sure how that's all going to shake out, but he's moved to mornings here to fill in for Mitch. And so a lot of different things happening here. We don't have a lot of big change like that take place on K-Man's airwaves a whole lot. So wish John Kurtz the very best. Caught part of his show on Friday, didn't hear the whole thing, but it's pretty nice send-off for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's available on our website to check that out if you happen to miss the send-off for JK. So I've had a lot of fun comments from folks that he's worked with.
Absolutely.
So, Nick, welcome back with great enthusiasm. I say that.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Manhattan.
Excited to have you back.